Bob, when did you find out about the Fernando news, and what was your initial reaction?
Yeah, it was right before the game. We had a little, AJ came in and told me after batting practice. We met with the players real quick, and then went out and had to play a baseball game. So obviously it's disappointing. I haven't talked to Todd yet. I've seen the statement, so it's tough for me to get into detail. But, this is a blow for us, and we'll have to move on. I'm glad we made the moves we did over the, at the deadline. We feel like we have a really good team still, and, sometimes you have to deal with some adversity as a team.
Was there any concern about the team distraction coming into this ball game? It seemed like they handled it okay.
No, yeah, I think they did. It stunned everybody. It was better than finding out during the game and then having that go out through the dugout. So, AJ made the right call, even though we found out late, to talk to the team right before we went on the field.
You've been doing a lot of planning in anticipation of him arriving. How much does this change all those plans now?
It does, but look at our lineup. We still have a really good lineup. So I think that's what we have to take going forward is, we liked our team before. We were waiting for Toddy, and we felt like we had a really good team coming out of spring. And then we made 4 really big moves that enhanced our roster and our club, and so we're comfortable with the team we have.
AJ said that you spoke after he did. Imagine it was similar to your spring training address in terms of, it's going to take everybody, or what was your...
Well, what I had to say, obviously everybody's stunned, but it was that, we feel like we have the team here. So, it's disappointing that we don't get a player back like Toddy. We've been waiting for him all year, but... things don't run smoothly all the time, and you have to deal with adversity.
Does it lessen the blow at all that you haven't had him all year? You've already been doing it without him, basically.
Yeah, I think that came up a little bit too. But obviously, he's such a big part of this team that it's disappointing in that regard. But whether it's an injury at this time of the year to a key guy, you move forward, and your expectations don't change.
Well, you said still need to talk to him, but what do you think the team's perception to him whenever he comes back is going to be?
Yeah, it's probably a better question for everybody out there. I think probably everybody has different opinions about it, and probably still digesting the statement that he made.
When do you think you may reach out and talk to him?
Probably sometime tomorrow.
Oh, what's your level of disappointment in the player that got in a motorcycle accident and then had this situation, and it's not their first team?
Yeah, everybody is a little disappointed. I really don't know. Reading his statement, I'd like to listen to him first and see what he had to say. But disappointing in that we don't have a player of that caliber here. So I'll leave it at that.